Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is the Tell Del Show of the week, and this is where we bring in someone that's a successful investor or startup investor or someone that's been at it for a long time. Basically, a case study for you over the radio to hear about how people succeed. Today's is a very interesting couple we have with us. A little background. They've currently done 27 multifamily deals, totaling 3,391 units. Two of the deals they were leads in, six of the deals they were KPs on, meaning they co-signed with the lead. So they've been in the lead management position in multiple of these deals, been around now since 2016. But if you really want to blow it all up, the interesting part about it is that the gentleman that I'm about to introduce is called the Milkman. Now, to find out why someone with 3,391 units be called the Milkman, we're going to have to get into this. So let's welcome today Alan and his wife, Laurel Beezer. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thank you, Del.
Thanks.
Good to be here.
We got to know, why do they call you the Milkman?
You know, that's a great question. So my W-2 job has been for the last 35 years in the dairy business. In the milk business, in different parts of the country, in Florida, and Utah, and New Mexico, and Nevada, and anyway, we've kind of been around, and now we're in Texas and love it. We only wish we would have been born here and lived here our entire lives. But that being said, you know, when you get into situations where you're trying to differentiate yourself, there's lots of IT people. There's lots of lawyers and attorneys and doctors and dentists, but there's only one milkman.
I have to laugh. That's funny. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And what's interesting is, you know, in the cross section of people that join Lifestyles, you're right. There's a lot of those. And then there's not very many people that are in the milk business. So it's great. Yeah. I like it. Let's move on though from there, because I think the next story is probably just as interesting. Let's talk about what you and the wife did up until the point where you talked to your financial planner. Tell us what brought that about, that you wanted to go in and talk to a financial planner. Where were you at in your lives together?
Well, we always had a financial planner, and we'd meet with him once a year and get frustrated as heck and move things around and try to be more assertive or less assertive, depending on what he felt like, you know, our goals were. And we were saving 21% of our income. And we had our house paid off. We thought we were doing really, really great. And I had been listening to the show for about a year. And I'd even called in a couple of times, and I kept thinking, this makes so much sense, and I want to go, but, you know, never did anything. And we had a meeting with our financial planner, and even though we were saving all of that, we had things paid off, he told us that we needed to either work longer or we needed to save more in order not to run out of money and to live a comfortable lifestyle. And
before we die.
Before we die. And it really ticked me off. And so Alan came home that day, and I had listened to the radio show and said, we are going to the two-hour seminar. I am so sick of this.
Well, I want to get into this. I'm looking at the notes that you sent by because I thought there was something really interesting. It's what he said you had to do, which is, first of all, let's talk 21% savings. That is probably the upper 1 percentile in the United States of people that would save 21% of their income. That's phenomenal, right? Yet that wasn't enough to retire you, okay? So that blows my mind. And then the second thing was he said you had to work until either you had to increase your savings and work until what age? Oh, 89 years old is what it says here.
No.
He just said work longer.
Work into my late 60s, and then we wouldn't run out of money before I died at 89.
Oh, I got it. Okay, so you had to work to 67. I see it now. I misread it.
Yeah.
You have to work to age 67, and if you do that, you'll have enough money to live to 89.
Yeah.
Far be it, you live to 90. You're broke.
No,
you live it out of a dumpster, right?
We thought, this plan stinks.
And Alan was working a really good full-time job. I had worked full-time, but after we moved to Texas, I was just working part-time. I teach swimming lessons in our home, anywhere from 25 to 100 kids a day. And that became my passion because we had lost a little girl in a drowning accident. So after we moved here, I just taught swimming lessons part-time, and he has a very good W-2 job. So we were surprised that even with tax benefits of owning a small business, with his income, our financial planner was still telling us that it wasn't enough.
What did that make you? I'm sorry, let me cut in here because I want to get something in. What did it make you feel like, I mean, emotionally, when they told you this? Where did your mind go? Because there's got to be thousands of people listening right now that hear the same thing.
Not just mad, but kind of depressed. I mean, because we were, as you said, we saved a lot. We had a sizable chunk of money in our 401ks and IRAs. And, you know, like we had a nice house that was paid off, but yet that just wasn't enough to take us into a decent retirement. So it was kind of depressing.
Were you guys following Dave Ramsey at the time? Kind of your story kind of sounds like that. Were you following him at all?
Well, but we followed those principles, but we had never gone to any of his seminars or read any of his books or anything like that. But we
were all in on getting out of debt. We didn't know anything on our cars or our house.
Okay. Just wondered.
So we followed the principles, but.
All right. So you heard the radio show and declared you were going to come to the 2-day. Let's talk about that. Let's see how much time I have left here. I've only got 2 minutes left. So let's quick answer. When you went to the 2-day, were you surprised at all about anything?
Actually, I don't think that there were actually some things that we were very surprised. The 3 2-hour seminars where we had our big aha moment because we had actually done one single family multi-investment with somebody up in New York City prior to joining Lifestyles, but we didn't understand it. When we came to Lifestyles, that the aha moment was you guys, or Lifestyles, I should say us guys now because we're part of that, showed us the map and how all the numbers made sense and how this whole thing really was a benefit to us and to our families.
We had done this multifamily in New York because our son-in-law, his brother had done it. So we had invested in money, some money with them in the New York apartment, but we really didn't understand how it worked. And so then they put the example up on the board during the 2-hour, and we looked at each other and said, oh my heck, that's what we're doing. That's what we just did. That's the way to do it.
Wow, that had to confirm, huh? It, mentally, that this really makes sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So after that, we did not hesitate with Lifestyles. We were all in right from day one.
Well, that's great. Did you both get to take the 2-day together? And if so, where did you take it?
We did. We took it together in Dallas with David Fisher and, of course, had a life-changing experience with him and the group there. And you just have a ball.
Yeah, it was fun. Then we've gone down and listened to you, and we've done Dave, I think, two or three more times.
Yeah, Dave's a character that you can go Dave's just for character. The entertainment value alone for Dave. All right, so we went to the two-day, and let's see how much time we got here. We got only 30 seconds left, it looks like. So we've got to go with something short. When you went into the two-day, when we come back, I'm going to go ahead and make this question for when we come back. When you went to the two-day, and you can think about this during the break, what was the aha moment? We already had the aha moment about, okay, the deal we did before worked, but now you're getting real detailed information. First day, of course, is about the whole concept. The second day is detailed multifamily concepts. I want to hear when you come back what those aha moments were. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Alan and Laurel and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule. Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Here with me today on Tell Del is Alan and Laurel Beezer out of actually DFW area, not actually DFW, actually Heath, Texas. And as we went to break, I had asked them to come back ready to answer this question. What were the aha moments during the 2 day for each of you? Could one of you start and then the other one share what they thought?
We actually had two or three aha moments besides at the 2 hour where we went, this is what we just did and we're going to continue. We had three. I think the first one was that we had been doing all of our, we had some single families and we learned we were doing everything wrong. So that was an aha moment. And then one of the biggest things was that a normal person like us could buy apartments. We just had no idea that we could get into apartments as a normal person and not wealthy. And then one of the others was I'm a stressor, and so I was constantly checking our 401k and our stocks. I was so worried about, it's such an emotional roller coaster to go up and down on the 401k numbers anytime the economy takes a blip. And so I was a stressor. And so for me, it was a great vehicle to be able to make money, save money, and have a passive income that I would not have to, that I could control and I could stress. Those were the three aha moments for me.
As a stressor, were you a little freaked out when I said that most people just pull their money out of their 401k to invest it?
Yes. It took me a minute to do that. I had called in on the radio show one time and said, you mean people actually just cash in their 401s? And he said, yes, they do. And I was comfortable with getting a loan on our house, getting a mortgage on our home. But it took me a little bit to be able to just cash in our stock.
So now that you've been in 27 deals, and you've been a lead in two, so you've had to directly deal with raising capital. What percentage of people do you believe, after taking this class, actually do cash out their 401k, just in your personal touch with people?
That's a great question. I think that probably, I'll bet 50% of the people do. A lot of them are a little bit afraid to because they may not be old enough, so they're afraid to take the 10% hit plus the taxes. I'll bet at least half of the people do. And once you get a little bit of success, like we've been fortunate enough to have, you're less afraid about doing that. And it's like, okay, this is well worth taking any kind of a hit that we may take, because we're going to make way more money by investing in real estate than we are by staying in a 401k plan.
Yeah, the deal you just sold, you had a 66% return to your investors. So if you pulled your money out and paid a 10% penalty, then make 66% back on the rest, obviously you've wiped out that penalty completely. So there's no great loss there in that situation.
Right.
So, Alan, did you have a different one, or was yours, was Laurel sharing both of you together's epiphanies?
There was a little bit different because I was still working and still am, but... I was not thrilled with the financial guys, the financial planners thought that I needed to work longer because I really don't want to work longer. I want to have some control of my life and I want to be able to retire earlier. And so the aha moment for me was that, man, in 3 to 5 years, I could retire. We could build up a legacy, our net worth and so on and so forth, and enough passive income to be able to retire earlier than we had planned and more financially stable as well. So that was exciting.
So as you you came out of the 2 day, let's talk about the fly on the wall conversation of what you and the wife decided to do. I mean, okay, now you're inundated with all this. It's like a fire hose. You've been drinking this stuff in for 2 days. You come out and you say, what are we going to do with all this? What did you guys come up with?
First of all, we were going to refinance our house. I was comfortable with doing that. And we were going to cash in our Roth IRAs because we knew we wouldn't have a tax penalty on those. And we were going to get in a deal as fast as we could, as soon as we felt comfortable and learned. everything. You can never learn everything, but we felt like we were just sucking it all in. And so that was kind of our game plan, that we were just going to do passive right up first and just get into some of these deals as soon as we can. I mean, once you join, you know, you feel like you've got to make use of your time and your money.
And for us, too, we kind of labeled ourselves as LU-aholics because we went to every possible event that we could. We did every class that we could on the bridge. Everything that we could do, we just did. We fully immersed ourselves because it all made so much sense, and we could see a clear path now.
Well, that leads me to two additional questions, the first of which is, once you started attending the events, were you surprised at the people that you were meeting, how open they were, willing to share information, and or just in general, how much you might have in common with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were both shocked because most people are very cautious about sharing their financial positions and to be able to learn how other people performed, how they made money, how their properties performed, what they did that was right to make them work. It was amazing. One of the things that kind of surprised us, we heard from a good friend of ours, but, you know, when we joined, we joined expecting to make some money and be able to retire early. We did not join expecting to make so many good friends and people that were like-minded.
How about you, Laurel? What did you think about all that? Was it strange to you to have that combination?
It was exciting because I asked a lot of questions of everybody. And so everybody was so open and answered all my questions. When we were getting in our first deal, I called every single passive investor that this previous lead had and asked them how it's worked, if they liked the lead, what they were going to do, would they invest again? I called every one of them. And they all were so open and told us everything, and the good, the not very much bad. And it was just like, this is the most amazing thing. And so when my two brothers joined, I thought, you know, got them to join, I was peppering them with, okay, now how much is in your 401k? And why don't we come up with this money and this plan? And they're looking at me like, you know, I don't talk about this kind of stuff.
Do you know how many girlfriends in my earlier life I lost because I would go to family reunions and start asking people how much money they made and where their money was at and what was it earning them? I mean, that's a death knell to talking to a family member about what they have or what they're doing with what they have. I get that.
Yeah. And I just kept telling them, this is the path to get on it. You've got to do this and this and this. And they were a little hesitant at first with how upfront I wanted to be about all of this money.
Well, we got to go to a break right now. We'll be right back with Alan and Laurel and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Alan and Laurel Beezer out of the DFW area. And before we went to break, we're talking about the 2-day they just come out of. And guys, having come out of it, you talked about you were going to do some refinancing, you were going to pull some money out, get your hands together. What were your first investments, and why did you choose that type of the multiple types we offer here education-wise? Why did you pick the one you went after?
Okay. The very first one that we did was a hybrid deal, and we were able to get into that within 30 days. As we said before, we just jumped in head first and tried to do everything we could to learn. Laurel talked about how we interviewed really all of the passive investors that were in this particular lead's first deal, and we felt very comfortable with him and his plan, asked him a lot of questions, and it was a deal that closed probably a couple months after we joined, but it ended up selling in 18 months, and we made 82% return on our money. So
wow.
it was a great first deal.
But now it says
we tended to look for deals that were kind of hybrid, some value plays, some yield component, usually, though, because part of our stated goal is that we want to be able to retire earlier, so we need some cash flow.
Well, that leads me to the next question here. You've got a total of 27 deals. How many of the 27 have sold?
Right now, only two.
Okay. But how many of them?
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Four have refinanced,
and that's actually funner because you get a bunch of money back and then you still own the property and continue to get some cash flow.
Uh-huh. So you, with those six different, two sold and four refinances, did you build your net worth with that type of response?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
It has enabled us to be KPs on a lot of these recent deals.
Yeah, we probably increased our net worth by 30-something percent, 35%.
Okay.
In the 3 years that we've been members.
So, yeah.
So, let's talk about this. Since you're in so many passive deals, a quick note for people thinking about being in a passive deal. What's more important, the lead investor or the deal?
The lead.
Oh, the lead. No question.
Yeah. The deal is very important. You want to make sure it's got all of the right pieces. It's a solid deal that way. But, you know, a really good lead can make a marginal deal good. But a bad lead can take a good deal and not do very good with it. So, and honestly, you know, there really aren't any bad leads, but for us, the most important thing was the strength of the lead.
Yeah. And his communication skills.
And his communication skills. Yes. Which has been greatly beneficial to us. We've seen what we like and what we don't like from being a passive. So when we decided to be leads, we tried to implement those things that we liked and not do the things that we didn't like.
Which leads me to the next set of questions. I told you there's two questions. It's one. This is the other parallel set of questions. And that is, I've recently been redoing the entire multifamily part of the multifamily training program on the bridge, and then the lead investor training program, and then the updates, you know, for certified lead updates and so forth. So I spent many hours in this training program. And even though I was the person who bought the program, paid the people to fill the program up, taught much of the program, it blew my mind how much material was in there. What did you think when you ran into that bridge training program and there was over 200 hours of single family and 200 hours of multifamily training?
There is a lot there, and you can take some of them, you can take them over and over, which I have done on some of the certain classes. It's just almost overwhelming, actually.
But we also look at each other, you know, and we're so grateful for that, because we think, or we've stated, not just think, but we've said to each other, oh my gosh, how could we have done this completely on our own without Lifestyles?
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of information in there. That's what I've noticed. Let's talk about your situation as far as when you bought into these passive deals. You bought in there because, and I'm making a statement, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. That's unsanitary. You bought into it because you were working still and you wanted a passive approach? Or did you do it because you thought that was going to be a way to learn how to do it so you could do it yourself? What was your thought process of why you started with passive?
I think to begin with, it was we didn't see ourselves completely as wanting to be leads, and because we didn't feel like we knew enough. So it was a way for us to increase our wealth, increase our cash flow, so that we could retire early. And the more we got into it, the more we thought, and people would tell us, you know, when are you going to do? a lead deal. And we would look at each other. Well, we hadn't necessarily really planned on that, but the more we got into it, the more deals we were in, we thought, you know, I think we could do this, and I think we would enjoy it.
Alan really wanted to do the lead thing. I was a lot more reluctant. Wasn't sure that I knew enough that we could handle everything, but he loves that kind of thing, and he has kind of always thought in the back of his mind. So after we'd done a few years in this and gotten into a few passives and decided what we liked and what we didn't like and some of the things, we just knew we could at that point use lifestyles, use all the knowledge, and that we could do it. Now, after we first took over, weren't sure about that for the first few weeks, but
we had a great team, you know, and that's the other thing about lifestyles is it's not just the staff and the learnings on the bridge, but the community of other investors and other leads and their ability or willingness to share their information and help us be successful.
When you started looking for this property, what was it about the ones that you chose? You chose two different deals so far. What was it about the ones that you chose for you to go, aha, that's the one we better get, that we should go after? What did you like about the deals? And you can start with the first one, go to the second one.
Yeah, the first one, and they're both similar in the fact that they were independently owned. So in other words, there was just a single owner or an owner and a family member. They weren't syndications. So while they did a decent job or a good job in the first case, really taking care of the property, they just didn't see a vision to take it to the next level, perhaps. Once we saw them, like I said, the basic structure was good, but we saw so many things that, oh, man, if we did this or if we did that, and we could add this, and we could rehab the units, and we could paint the outside, and just all kinds of different things. We can implement a water conservation
program. We could picture the things that we could do to these properties to take them up to the next level.
So you're looking for some ability to get a value add type situation?
Yeah. But in today's market, it's a little bit hard to get a deep value add, but to get some kind of a property that had a lot of meat left on the bone, let's say, opportunities for us to help us and our investors make some money on these. And at the same time, one of the big benefits to us has been the ability to provide a clean, safe living place for our residents. It's amazing that we've had a number of our residents in both properties make comments to us and thank us for the things that we're doing to make the property better, make their apartments better.
So the first one you've already sold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 11 units.
Just last week.
And did you have cash flow on it before you sold it?
We did. We had told everybody that it would be at least a year, and we started paying early. We had a 6% annualized cash flow, and we're planning on increasing that this next time. And then we got this was an unsolicited offer from another apartment owner that came to us and wanted to purchase it, and we took the vote to our investors, and the profit was too good to pass up after only 13 months.
60% in 13 months, I can see that would be hard to pass up, and the fact that 11 units were in a position where you wanted to move up to something that could have on-site management and maintenance. So it's a great position to be in to make that move and go to the next level. We're going to take a short break now. We'll be right back with Alan and Laurel and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to DellOnTheRadio.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to dellontheradio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at dellontheradio.com.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Alan and Laurel Beezer out of the DFW market area, and they've been sharing their story with us. I'm going to share it with you. Just tuned in. 27 multifamily deals they've done, 3,391 units. Two of these apartment complexes, they were the lead in. Six of them, they were the KP in, which is their co-signed and part of the management team. And the rest of them, they were passive. I notice now you guys are still adding passive deals, even though you're a lead investor. I see you added a passive deal this year. Actually, two passive deals along with the lead deal that you picked up this year. So you're doing both. Let's talk about now and future. Let's talk about now that you've gone through 3 years of this and you've done these 3,000 plus units, what do you see different in life right now? What, you know, you get up in the morning, you see life and you think this is life. What do you think differently now than you did then?
The thing I like about it is that I feel so much more in control of my own destiny and our destiny as a family. I think that was just take that stress and that depressing thoughts of having to work longer and only have enough money to last you or hopefully until you die, that you don't run out of money. So it brings so much peace of mind, independence, I think. And then the fact that we've been able to, I think, carry it to the next level. We've gotten all of our children and their spouses involved, and like what Laurel mentioned, two of her brothers and her dad and several friends and our son's mother and father-in-law. And so it's exciting to see all of them investing in multifamily deals and real estate and have a path for their life as well that we didn't have when we were younger.
You know, that's amazing that so many different family members involved. Obviously, if they're involved, they're not giving you pushback. Have you run into any pushback from anybody, maybe people you work with or maybe friends or neighbors you hang out with? Because obviously, if all the family members are signing up, you're not getting any pushback there. Like, for instance, a lot of people, they tell people about us and all, especially now that you got all your family in it, they might look to you and say, whoa, what is this, a cult? You brought your whole family in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When we first joined, I said to him, we are not telling anybody. We are not telling our kids. We're not telling anybody that we've done this crazy thing and joined this cult. And so we did not tell anybody for a little while. I think about 6 months, we didn't tell anybody. And but we had the advantage that our son-in-law has been doing this in New York for years, and he's a very successful real estate guru in another state. And so he was the last to join, actually, because it was working so great for him in New York. But we didn't want to tell anybody, but you're right. Anybody we did tell at first kept saying, what's the catch? And you're going to pay to join this thing, and then what happens? But because we were able to show them some examples, we did not get a lot of pushback.
We started to have some success, it was like we were telling everybody we could.
Except your work. You haven't told anybody.
I've told a few people at work, but the ones that I've told have been very skeptical. Yeah. Which is okay.
Seems it would be that way. What about the son-in-law? You said you got him to join, which doesn't make any sense at all if he's already doing it successfully. Did he come here to be a lead investor, or what? Why did he join?
I think that he wanted to kind of branch out of New York because all of the deals that he'd done up there were all with his brother, and all in that New York Manhattan market.
Gotcha.
So 300 a door.
I think 300,000 a door. But he just saw that there was an opportunity to branch out his investment opportunities to another area and another way to look at things.
Yeah, and there's only one in their particular situation. They don't pay cash flow. They just refi. And he said there's only one Doug, but he said in lifestyle there are all these different opportunities, all these different kinds of deals all over the country, and they're all different kinds of leads. So he looked at that he could be diverse.
Yeah, diversification of the risk makes a lot of sense. As we look back here, we've only got 1 minute left here. As we look back, is there anything you would have done differently?
Oh, my gosh. I think the only regret we have is that we didn't find lifestyles about 20 years or 30 years earlier. But I think anything that we might have done differently would be...
The software was very difficult on the first deal because Resman had decided to not do deals under 100. And so we were guinea pig on a brand new software package. So that was very difficult. So that was a hard thing. But
other than that, I mean, I think we've just been so excited and blessed, right, to be able to have the opportunity to find a map that's going to take us where we want to go.
We rescued a dog from one of the apartments that we ended up flying out to our son in California, and they now have we have a grand dog. We just have gotten a lot of things out of the deal.
You know, I have to laugh because I have a house full of rescued cats. So watch that. It starts with one, then they need a companion, then it's everything you find. And oh, my gosh. Well, guys, I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your story with everybody.
Well, thank you.
Look forward to it so much. You guys coming to the Expo this year?
Enough.
Are you coming to the Expo this year?
Follow the plan.
I'm sorry, what?
No? I said, are you guys going to make it to the Expo this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We've done it three years in a row.
Every year since we joined.
We love it.
Yep.
All right. Well, we may need to get you on because this year at the Expo, we're going to be talking about legacy and talking about multiple family layers of family members passing on, you know, the legacy of what we're doing here. So maybe we can get a hold of you guys and add you to that list of people that have something to say.
Great.
All right, guys. Well, thank you a lot for being on the show and sharing your knowledge with us, and keep up the good work. The rest of you out there, I want you to keep this in mind. We're not doing this just to make a little bit more money. They're not doing this, you know, just to get retired, although they will be retired in a very short period of time. We're doing this for a quality lifestyle, and that's what I'd like to see you think about. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.